Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know, looking back over our life, I'm so thankful how the Lord's led us. We had the witness. This was, 25 plus years ago? We had the witness that we were to go to a camp meeting of Kenneth Hagin Ministries. It took all the faith we could muster to believe for gas money to get out to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and money to get a room. We'd never been out of the country. We got lost every night trying to get from the convention center to the motel it was. And we were there, and they were giving tours of the school. And it just seemed like we ought to go. Did you get that now?
Yeah.
And so we went. And while we're walking around on the campus, something was going on inside us. A witness. I don't mean a voice. I don't mean a feeling. Sometimes part of the witness is associated with, it will affect your emotions. We're not led by feelings, but the witness can affect your emotions. Sometimes you'll get excited when you get a witness. Sometimes you'll cry. Not a depressed cry. I know several people have told me that when they came to church here and they had a witness, they were supposed to hook up. And they started crying.
Amen.
That's happened many times. And also you might get excited. Well, as we're walking around that campus, I had something in me. Didn't know what it was, but it's a witness. There wasn't reasoning. Something was drawing me to come back there. And I'll never forget it. They took us up over the second level of one of the buildings. It was the music department in those days. And man, I had such a witness about that music department. And I thought, well, I didn't say a word, you know. But I thought, man, maybe I'm going to be involved in the music department. Hadn't even decided to go. But that's how these things work. Phyllis was standing there with me. On the way back, we didn't talk to each other. Driving back home after the meeting, it was quiet in the car. Finally, she said, "Did you ever know you're supposed to do something? I didn't know if you wanted to do it or not." We'd never left home. And then she said, "It stinks there." Well, downtown was right by the oil refinery. And in the middle of summer, it stinks. Well, we kept praying about it, and we finally did load up our little truck, looked just like the Beverly Hillbillies. And we went out to school, and I went to school. Years later, she went to school. And get this now. My witness about the music department was right, but I was never a part of the music department. Now, it was such a strong witness. I thought, you know, what is this? I mean, I knew God enough to know this is God and something about this school and something about this music department. Well, not long after I was there, they said, you know, boy, if you have any kind of musical ability, come and audition and don't sit out there and not use your gift. And I thought, well, you know, back home in our little bitty church, I played and sang sometimes. And of course, I had no formal training and a little bit by ear. And so I went and, it was a disaster. I mean, I felt bad for them. I mean, what I mean by that, because, you know, it was a disaster. They asked me to do a couple of simple things and I couldn't do them. And they said, well, you've got something you could sing. And so I sang. It was a disaster. It was terrible. And I walked away thinking, why'd you do that? You know, it was embarrassing. Really embarrassing. They were nice and kind and just smiled and said, well, praise God, brother, you know. We'll call you. Don't call us. And so eventually I got healed over that. And you would think, well, I missed it, you know. I must have just missed it. What about this music thing? And so a year passed. Everybody say a year.
A year.
Another year passed. Say another year.
Another year.
Another year passed. Say another year.
Another year.
And I didn't give up, though. I thought, well, there's something here about music. So I found somebody to give me some lessons. And every day I'd go up. I didn't even know. They told me that what I knew was wrong. Even where my fingers went and everything was wrong. And a lady taught me some progressions, and a guy taught me some things on the guitar. And every day after class, I'd go up to the little practice room and sit there and plunk and play and pray in tongues.
Amen.
Amen. Well, not long after that, I was helping in healing school. And they came and they said, they'd heard me plunking around on the piano one time, and they said, we want you to play for the service. I thought, okay, I'll be glad to help any way I can. And they left, and I thought, oh, no. No. What do you mean, yes? I mean, Brother Hagin is speaking there every day. Room full of people, big crowd. And I don't know how to play. And so I came back, and I told the people, I said, you know, really, I don't really know how to play. And they said, well, you'll be fine. I said, no, I'm not trying to be humble. I really don't really know how to play. They said, well, it's yours. I thought, my word. So that afternoon, I really prayed in tongues while and so here it was me. I mean, every afternoon, 2:15, you know, I'm playing, and I always had a good ear, so I could hear everywhere I'm missing it. But my ability is just not there to do any better. And I look across the crowd and I see people who are good pianists and people who are good musicians. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, I bet they're thinking, boy, is that the best they can do? But I just stayed after it. And I got better. And I got better. And years passed. Everybody say years.
Years.
And years later, I was special music for Brother Hagin in all his crusades. Now that's a miracle. It is. But I was. And the Lord's given us many songs, and we've done recordings, and I still don't know much about music. But what I'm saying is, see, I thought it had something to do with the music department. It had nothing to do with the music department. I was never a part. But I was a part of something with music. Years, everybody say years.
Years.
Later, you see how easy it is to put your own interpretation on something. We thought we were relocating our ministry to Branson. That's it. We didn't know anything about a church. Be easy to put your own interpretation. We thought, well, hey, we're moving to Branson. Praise God. But the Lord had church in mind. Church. Good church. Big church. Strong church. I could have put my own interpretation on any number of things. What I'm saying, don't fill in the blank. Say it out loud. Don't fill in the blank. What you got to do is try this phrase out loud. Say this. I don't know. Say it again. I don't know. Now what I'm practicing you up for is people will say, well, man, you know, we got this witness. We got a tongue and interpretation. We got a prophecy. What does that mean?
I don't know.
You got to learn to say, I don't know. Well, he said this. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. Or I don't know fully. Right? Did you hear me? And don't try. See, people try to, you know, ministers have to watch about this. They think they got to answer every question. Don't know how to say, I don't know. Had a fellow one time come to me and he said, Brother Key, he's asking me a spiritual question about a scripture. He said, this certain thing right here. He said, what does that mean? I said, well, I've thought about that. I studied it some and looked at it. And I said, basically, I don't know. He said, "Oh, Brother Keith," he said, "I," he said, "you just not want to tell me." He said, "Come on now, tell me." I said, "Really? I don't know." He said, "You do? You just not wanting to tell?" I said, "Look at me. I don't know." Why do people have so much trouble with that? But they do. And preachers think they always have to give an answer, and Christians think they always have to know. Look, everybody try it out loud with me again. How do you say it?
I don't know.
I don't know. I believe I'll find out. He'll teach me. He'll show me. But when you don't know what it means, you don't know. So you have to be willing to admit that and say, "The Lord, He will show us." Amen. Amen. I think this is a good place for us to conclude right now. But do you understand about the witness of the Spirit? How you must discern between a perception and direction. You may sense a thing, but beware of putting your own interpretation on it. Somebody said, "Well, the Lord's dealt with me that I'm going to be in a certain place in the church." Well, see, I thought I was going to be in the music department. There have been numerous times that I thought, "Well, I'm supposed to be hooked up with these people." But there was no place. And for years there was no place. And then some things turned and it came around and there was a place and it worked out. How many understand you have to prove yourself?
Amen.
You have to pass tests.
Amen.
Do you understand that? That's come up a few times around the church here. Not a lot, but people think, you know, "Well, I'm ready to do this, or I'm ready to do that." Well, you got to prove yourself in some ways. It's biblical. It's scriptural. Let them first be proved.
Amen.
The scripture said, one thing you got to do is just show up.
Amen.
Right? Be here and give and pray and be available. And then some things take time. You may have a call on your life. You may have a gifting inside you, but you may not be able to operate in it right now. It may not be developed.
Amen.
You understand? Just because you got a call on your life doesn't mean you're able to do it right now. You may have to develop some and get to that place. But if you'll be faithful and prove yourself and pass the test, no man can stand in your way. God is bigger than men.
Amen.
Amen. And a man's gift makes room for him. Hallelujah. God, if you'll be faithful, God will see to it. And have a little confidence in us. If God has to, you know, if something's not going right about you, if He has to, He'll wake us up in the middle of the night. Amen. He'll show us. We'll get it. But if He doesn't, be willing to admit that you could have missed it too. Right? Stand on your feet if you would.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Identifying the Witness, Part 4, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1207. That's R1207, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.